And welcome back to the Bud Light Studios here at 96.5 ESPN. The Bud Light Studios smelling pretty good right now. We told you earlier in the hour that we were going to have Peoria's Pizza Place on later this hour. We had a couple people tweet. They knew what place we were talking about. We're not talking about any of the chains. We're talking about great old Agatucci's. And Danny and Tony Agatucci are joining us right now. Fourth generation owners of Agatucci's restaurant on University since 1926. And as you guys step up to the mic, I just want to ask you, first of all, I mean, you are Peoria's Pizza Place. And when people, you know, when I have people come out of town, you got to go to Agatucci's. You know, people, it's funny because when Rick Majerus died a little while back, I told the story that Rick Majerus, when Utah played Bradley, Rick Majerus said, you know, I don't want to badmouth Peoria, but when I went down to the Pierre Marquette lady at the counter and I said, where should I go for pizza in this town? She told me Pizza Hut. And I said, you can't have a town. And I was like, how could you not say Agatucci's? So I mean, you guys are kind of Peoria's Pizza Place. Talk about that. Since 1926, you have been such a big, big part of this town. As we step to the mic, who's going to go first here?
I'll go.
All right. Go, step right up to the mic and tell us a little bit about Agatucci's great tradition in this town.
Well, you know, you talk about the great tradition. Really, the reason for that is our great customer base. We've got such a loyal following, and we're so fortunate. We've got generations of the same family
sure.
coming in and seeing the little kids grow up. And that's what Agatucci's is all about for us. You know, a lot of hard work, too, but it's really neat to see that. And that without that, with all our hard work from all of our employees and the stuff that you don't see when you come in there, all the behind-the-scenes kitchen guys, without that, we wouldn't be around.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen, obviously, the chains that have been wildly successful. You know, the Papa John's, the Pizza Huts we talked about, and all the chains, but I mean, there's more than just a niche for Agatucci's. I mean, you guys, like I said, you're a part of our community. I mean, that's got to be exciting since 1926.
Well, you know, we're blessed. It's a great community, like Tony said. A lot of great, loyal customers through the years. And it's just fun for us. We're there all the time, and we see the same people and meet a lot of new faces from time to time. And we keep it simple. You know, we have a simple menu. We perfect what we do, and now we're getting into this frozen pizza business, and we're gonna take it to the next level now and bring it to the home.
Yeah, we're kind of burying the lead story here, because for me to say Agatucci's is a great restaurant is no story. That's been around since 1926. But the news today is the frozen food. I mean, you guys have been working for almost a year now on perfecting a recipe that works for frozen pizza, and you're going to put your name on not just a frozen pizza, but an Agatucci's frozen pizza that's going to taste like Agatucci's. Tell me about the process, and about this is an exciting moment for you.
Certainly. We've been, as Tony said, we've been working this for the last year, and it's going to be the same toppings, same process that we use at the restaurant, now being manufactured for us, and with the help of distribution here into a 5-county area.
Yeah.
We're going to deliver to grocery, convenience stores, bars, possibly gas stations, and eventually down the road into e-commerce. We're going to get our feet wet first with the local distribution and take it a step down the road.
Who came up with this idea? Because I was surprised to hear about it, but I was like, man, that's brilliant. Of course, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, we actually, both of our dads back in the 60s and 70s had frozen pizzas and our spaghetti sauce too.
Is that right?
Going, and it was hugely successful, and it was so much work because they were doing both the restaurant and on their days off. We were only closed, Tuesdays back then.
Right, one day a week.
So on their day off, they'd go and produce all the pizzas, get them frozen, deliver them. Next day, go right back into work, and it got to be too much. So they kind of decided to scrap that and focus more on the restaurant.
Right.
And a couple years ago, a couple guys from Brewers were in over a couple buds and some pizzas in the back room, in the new room we call it. And, hey, do you ever think about getting that going again? And, yeah, you know, not a bad idea, I don't think. So it kind of went from that to kind of rehashing a little bit more about a year ago to where we are right now. So it's been fun.
Well, I mean, to put your name on a frozen pizza, it's got to be Agatucci standards. I mean, that's where the year process has been. You weren't going to stick it on a cheap pizza that you can buy in the freezer. This is going to be Agatucci's quality.
I tell people this all the time. I've sampled so many pizzas over the last 6 months. I'm ready to explode. it's a happy,
it's a good thing. Explosion. Yeah. So.
But I mean, this is a name that you're going to be proud of. People are going to be able to buy it within 3 to 4 weeks. We're talking about Alwyn's and Pottstown Deli and Lindy's and Hy-Vee. And Sheridan is going to have a pizza with Agatucci's name on it. I mean, that's pretty exciting. I mean, obviously, the restaurant's not going anywhere. No. But this is just another way consumers can enjoy Agatucci's.
Make it easier, especially on the days off and when we go on vacation in July and August, it'll be available. So.
Now, with every Agatucci's pizza has to be the tiger sauce.
Sure.
And it's great that you can buy that in the store, too. How are you going to market that with the pizza in each of these stores?
We are actually working on that right now. It's a little bit like rocket science, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I bet it is.
We're figuring out a way now to extend the shelf life. So we hope to have it out in the market sometime later in 2013. Initially, it's not going to be in the stores. It'll still be at the restaurant. But we're working right now to get that out there. So,
will this be one of those things where you have to buy it with the pizza itself, or is it like just in a separate aisle of Hy-Vee where it's like, hey, you can just buy that anytime you want?
Hopefully we'll have both. Well, we're looking into putting up plastic strips on the freezer door.
Okay.
And, of course, like I said, we'll always have it at the restaurant. So if we don't have it in the stores in the beginning, people can come down there and pick it up. And go from there.
Well, how about the making of the pizza? I mean, is your kitchen going to be open 36 hours a day to make pizzas? I mean, how are you actually going to produce these pizzas?
We actually have some outside help doing that.
Do you?
I think our kitchen, it's so small there.
Right.
You know, and we wouldn't be able to do it there.
Sure.
So we actually have some outside help, and it's all handmade. It's not mechanized.
Right.
I think it's all handmade. And as Dan said earlier, all the same toppings we have right now, same pizza sauce, same sausage, everything. So, that we're a little bit outside help and then a whole bunch of help from brewers here, it's going to be a hit.
Yeah, and I haven't tried it. I've been too busy talking, but Nick, it's Agatucci's.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
Save me a piece.
All right. Well, I mean, over a year in the process, I mean, you've been working on the recipe more than anything or on the developmental plan, or, I mean, it's basically been recipe trying.
Really, a little bit of everything. From the very beginning, it was working with the manufacturer, working with distribution.
Boy, that is great.
And this is the actual frozen pizza.
You didn't bring us over from the restaurant.
No.
They cooked this in our kitchen.
They cooked this in our kitchen. Wow, this is really good.
Thank you.
Oh, that is really good.
Your pizza day in the studio is great.
Boy, that is, I will tell you, I got three kids. I got a wife. And we always have a frozen pizza in the oven because Dad can't cook. So when the wife's away, I'm like, well, I don't want to drag the kids out. And, I throw in a frozen pizza and there's some I like, but this does not taste like a frozen pizza. This is tremendous. I mean, this is really good.
I mean,
like I said, I know how proud you guys are of your restaurant. You wouldn't put your name on something in the store.
Absolutely.
I mean, tell me about that. I mean, that's something that you're not going to skimp on details or compromise on quality.
From our front, that's the biggest risk to us is quality. Because, we've got an established brand that's been around since 1926, so...
Boy, this is good.
Yep, we want to make sure that this was...
Quit hogging.
They really cooked it here, right?
Yeah, they brought it in the oven. Yeah.
So, I mean, boy, you should be proud of that. That is terrific. So, again, the distribution plan, people are going to be able to get these in the stores in 3 to 4 weeks. Where can they get them right away?
Well, that's just it. We're still waiting for approval on our label.
Okay.
Everybody who's ever talked to me in the bar over the last 3 months knows this, but we should get it back in another week or two, and then we begin printing the labels, and then we'll go up for the first production run, and it should be out, like you said, in probably 3 weeks.
I'm accurate to say Hy-Vee's in Sheridan Village has already jumped aboard, Haddad's and West Peoria, Alwyn's on War Memorial, Pottstown Deli, Lindy's in Washington, which is a great story. I mean, these places have all already jumped on board, and I mean, we're going to start small, but you think this thing's going to explode. I mean, like I said, the quality is tremendous.
Well, thank you. That's what it's going to take in the first few months for our customers to let us know what they think. It's very important to us. But like you said, as frozen pizzas is very, very good, and you'll be able to enjoy it.
Another big, huge thing for us is word of mouth with our
absolutely.
Customers.
Absolutely.
Or talk about the loyalty and then word of mouth. And if it's good, it'll spread.
Well, and let me ask you about word of mouth. I mean, I have people come into town. Went to Bradley 30 years ago, went to, worked at Caterpillar for 2 years, and now they live in Chicago, and they come to Peoria, and they're like, I ain't got time to see you, Jim. I got to go to Agatucci's. I mean, it's like, forget your friendship. You must see that all the time when people come back and haven't been to your place in years but want to come back to Agatucci's. I mean, that must be a neat part of your job.
It makes us feel incredible, and there's no doubt about it. One of the stories we hear quite often is somebody will come into, come back home for the holidays, come straight from the airport, instead of going home first, they'll stop at the restaurant.
Well, I believe it.
I noticed that you guys are on Facebook and Twitter, and you actually you posted on our Facebook page or tagged us in your link, and you guys should do that again as we get closer to the date so we can keep up to date on when this actually is available, because I'm a frozen pizza junkie. I mean, I'm like Jim. When I'm lazy and I want to get some food,
don't want to dress. Pizza. Yeah, just exactly.
But why bother with the other ones now if I can get Peoria's version and if I can get Agatushi's instead of going there and I can do that? I just need to know when it's going to be available. 3 to 4 weeks.
We are going to have that on our website, agatuchis.com.
Okay.
And you can kind of follow us on there. We're going to have updates as we get closer to rolling this out. And also on the Twitter,
right?
Facebook, all that. So it'll
it's all new to me, too, but yeah.
But no, the Facebook legitimate was great today. I got on ours and have a message that says, you've been tagged in Agatushi's link, and boom, we're going
to
be on.
I was like,
my kids, right? Yeah,
pull that up and
give props real quick to Mike Lurvog. He's the gentleman who designed our website and Facebook page. If the two of us did it, we'd still be working on it today. It'd be black and white and like Pong playing back and
stick
forth.
Figures,
or something.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys are such a customer-based operation. I mean, this is really just a gift to your customers. I mean, that's kind of what inspired the frozen pizza. I mean, obviously there might be some profits out there, and you guys probably aren't going to turn those down. But, I mean, it's another way to serve your customer base.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the demand is out there, and we notice this right away from Facebook, from people all over the country who are ex-Peorians, either with Capital or elsewhere, you know, other companies, or just have moved away or retired. Wind us to ship it down to us, or ship it down to them, I should say. And, you know, they've called in times past, but we just didn't have the availability.
Right.
You know, a half-baked, but to do it with frozen ice and everything else, it's very, very difficult. And so now at least we have the availability to do it, and we're going to be working on that down the road. And
yeah, that's kind of second phase.
Our first is
we really want to focus on the quality.
Make sure absolutely.
They're coming out to our standards, which they are.
So, well, that's great.
Yeah, it's fun. It really is.
What about different kinds? The different kinds of pizza that'll be available.
We're going to have four different kinds. Our Aggie Special, which has got sausage, mushroom, green pepper, and onion. And then we're going to have just a plain sausage, pepperoni, a plain pepperoni, and just a plain cheese. So four different types there.
All 12-inch.
Well, that sounds good. Well, I can already envision. I mean, we were kind of kidding about Illinois sports there. I don't eat a lot of pizza to celebrate Illinois football wins, but during basketball, I'm going to have a lot of Agatucci's frozen pizzas there. So,
when
we're rolling in the second half, throw in the Agatucci's pizza. We don't have to drive all the way to Peoria. I like that. I like that a lot. So, I want to congratulate you. I know it's probably been a long process, but it sounds like you're both excited about it.
We are.
Yeah, so we're going to look for it in the stores in 3 to 4 weeks at Twitter at Agatucci Frozen, Facebook, Facebook Agatucci's, the website's agatucci's.com. The pizza is 100% Agatucci's, even if it's frozen. Both Danny and Tony, you got your name on it, right?
That's right.
It's got to be special, and it's going to be special. So congratulations to you. That's wonderful.
I think it's great.
So look for Agatucci's frozen pizza. You know where the restaurant is. It's been on University since 1926, but coming to a freezer at a grocery store near you soon. That's exciting news. We're going to take a timeout. We'll get back to talking sports. We're going to eat some pizza during the break. We're coming right back on 96.5 ESPN.